today I want to talk about biblical salvation and how you can know 100% for sure that you will go to heaven when you die. The first thing you have to understand is this. Nobody is going to heaven based on how good they are. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And the word righteous here means, notice the word right here. It means somebody that does right all the time. And the Bible is telling us there is none righteous. Nobody's perfect. And not only that, the Bible says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we've all sinned. Sinning is basically breaking God's law. If you've ever told a lie, one time in your entire life, you're guilty of sin. So nobody's perfect. We're all sinners, and we all come short of what God expects. And the reason I show you that we're all sinners is because the Bible says there's a penalty for sin. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Not only a physical death, the Bible talks about a second death. The Bible says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So what is the second death? Well, it's being cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then over here it says, it lists a whole bunch of sins. Then it says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that we've told lies before. And let's face it, we've done worse things than lying. So the Bible is telling us here that we all deserve the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. We deserve the lake of fire. But the good news is that God has a gift that he wants to give you. And that gift is eternal life. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, salvation is a gift of God. And if you accept this free gift, you will no longer have to worry about the second death in the lake of fire. Instead, you will get eternal life in heaven. Now, a gift is not something that you have to earn. A gift is free. If it's your birthday and I give you a gift, but I say you have to give me $20, well, it's no longer a gift. If I give you a gift for your birthday, but I say in order for you to get this gift, you have to wash my car, it's not a gift. If you have to do any work or pay any amount of money to receive a gift, it's not a gift. A gift is free. The person that is giving the gift is the one that has paid for it. And God, this is the gift of God. And God is the one that paid for this gift. And this is how he did it. The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What this is talking about, God himself became a man. His name is Jesus. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned, not one time. And he died on a cross. And when he was on that cross, he took every sin that you've done, and every sin I've done, and he bore our sins on himself on the cross. And he died on the cross for our sins. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the dead and purchased us the gift of everlasting life. So notice this gift, you don't have to do any work to receive this gift. God did all the work for us. All we have to do is accept the gift. And not only is the gift free, it's a gift that lasts forever. It's everlasting life, eternal life. It lasts forever. So if God gives us a gift that lasts forever, he's never going to take it away from us because it's an eternal gift. If he were to take it away from us for any reason, that would make God a liar. But the good news is God cannot lie. The Bible says, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. So if you accept this gift of everlasting life, it's a promise of God that you will have eternal life. It's yours forever. You never again have to worry about going to hell. You know 100% sure that you're going to heaven because you have the gift of eternal life. So how do you accept this gift? The Bible says that if. It says if because you have a choice. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So what is this talking about here? It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You're confessing that you're a sinner, and because of your sin, you deserve to go to hell. But you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and paid the punishment for you. And also, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. So you recognize you're a sinner. Because of your sin, you deserve the lake of fire. But you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose again from the dead. If you believe that, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. So let me ask you, do you believe you've sinned? And do you believe that because of your sin, you deserve to go to hell? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? And do you believe that he rose again from the dead? And if you believe all this, you're ready to call upon the Lord and ask him to save you. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, that's anybody. You could plug your name in right there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that name is Jesus Christ, shall be saved. It doesn't say might be saved. It says shall be saved. So if this is what you believe, I'd like to help you word a prayer. Realize it's not the prayer that saves you, but what you believe. I'd like to help you ask God to save you right now so that you will know you have everlasting life. Simply pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. But I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you rose again from the dead. Please save me right now and take me to heaven when I die. I'm only trusting in you, Jesus. Amen. Well, if you pray that prayer and truly believe, you can be sure that you're going to heaven when you die. Congratulations.